Parshas Kedoshim, Revi, Pedik Yutes, Posik Lamed Gimel, Chapter 19, Verse 13. Posik continues with the halachas that were said at the gathering of Kol Adas Yisrael, as we learned in the beginning of the Parshas Kedoshim, that the Rev Gufei Torah have been transmitted over here, and the Posik continues that V'chi Yogur Itcha Geir be'artzichem, and when a stranger will live together with you in your land, one who has converted lives with you in your land, loy soinu oisoy, do not cause him any pain. The word loy soinu is used in the Torah in the Parshas Bahar, also in conjunction with cheating one another, a no al toinu ishes achiv in pasuk yudalet perik chav hey, but it's also used as a no as devarim, as causing a person pain by saying mean words or bad words to them. The pasuk yud zayin also talks about their v'leisoinu ish es amisoy. But this particular pasuk is an addition to the general prohibition against causing pain or saying words that are hurtful to any other person. This particular prohibition is against a ger, loy toinu oisei. We'll see as Rashi teaches in pasuk lamed gimel loy toinu. Zok Rashi oinoas devarim. This is talking about causing him words, pain him with words. Rashi gives an example. It seems like the particular, it's not that a ger particularly is more sensitive with any words of bad words that you speak to him, but in particular in the example that Rashi gives is that you make him aware, loy toymar loy, don't say to him, emesh o yisoy v'davei dezora, yesterday you were worshipping idols, v'achshav atabo lilmoid toyra, now you're coming to study toyra, shenitno mipi ha-gavura, that has been given from the mouth of the strong, from Hashem. So it seems like the Einoaz is in the fact that he was a ger. Apparently there is two prohibitions against him. It's just like part of Klal Yisrael, especially for a ger. But I'm just wondering if this is especially with regards to an Einoa, which is something which is a sensitive issue with the ger. What happens if you say bad things to the ger but have nothing to do with his geiris, but just as dvarim, as you would do another Jew? Is there also the two prohibitions, or this is, since Rashi gives this example, it seems like l'chayrin pshuta shel mikra, that the actual prohibition is for mentioning the fact that he's a geir, and you are insulting him with words in regards to this. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, ki ezroch mikem, like a native from amongst you, yielochem, there shall be to you hager hagor itchem, the convert or the stranger that lives with you. You have to treat him, should be like one of you. Vahavto loy kamoicha, you shall love him as yourself. This is the very similar language that the Torah said before, with regards to every Jew over there. We said, "V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha," love your fellow, and not just love. It says, "L'reyacha kamoicha," as yourself. Over here, the Torah implies the same thing, that the geir hagor itchem is v'ahavta loy. You should also love him kamoicha, as yourself. And the Torah gives you an additional reasoning to specially treat the ger in a special way, is because ki geirim hayisem baretz Mitzrayim, because you yourself were strangers in the land of Egypt, and as Rashi will point out, the idea of having a blemish, as Rashi said before, that the thing that he would be teasing or saying bad to the Ger would be that you were worshipping Avodah Zarah, you yourself were Gedim in land of Egypt, and therefore it's something which is you yourself defect, and don't say it to him. I don't know, in the Pasuk it would almost seem like you need to be extra sensitive to the Ger, because you know how it feels to be a stranger in another land, and therefore you should see to it to be also treating him in a way, as you were. But Rashi brings it out more in the sense, don't say a blemish that you have, the fact that you have to your friend. We'll see the Rashi. And then the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elikeichem, I'm both of your gods. I'm God, your God, his, and your God, and therefore you are all the same to me. Let's do the Rashi. Rashi says, Ki Gedim Hayisem. So what is the Pasuk telling us over here, for you were strangers, that Mum Shaboch Al Toimer Lechavroch, a defect, a mum, imperfection that you have in you, don't say to your friend. Now, apparently, what is the person saying here? He's saying to his friend, Rashi said before, so don't say to him, you are a ger, because kigedim hayisem beretz Mitzrayim, you are yourself a ger. Now, before, Rashi says that that's related that he did Avodah Zarah, not just telling him he's a ger. So what is it, the defect that he is saying? What is his mum that he's saying? Just he's a ger, but he's saying him something which is painful, that it was Avodah Zarah. So it almost seems that this is also a mum shabach. Rashi doesn't elaborate, meaning that Yidden themselves were also Avodah Zarah in the past. In the Eibush, the Rach Shach Kevor Namokim, the Avodosa, as we say, but that specifically would not be Mitzrayim, that would be Me'ever Anor. There's actually a pasuk in Yeshua Chav Dalad Yudalad, which he says Vesirus Elikim Asherov Devesechem Me'ever Anor Mitzrayim, but Rashi doesn't mention over there all these things. Rashi just says Mum Shebach Al Teimel Lechavroch. Like we find, for example, like the Bnei Hashvachas Rashi quoted earlier, that Yosef was saying that they're calling them Bnei Hashvachas, that they're not, there seems like there's something about general not being belonging or being just at the level of Gedim. And we also see it from the next Rashi, as Rashi says, Ani Hashem Elikeichem, Elikecha ve'elikovani, I'm both of your gods. So it seems like there is a attitude towards the Ger that he is not really, because he just came to join, he doesn't really belong. And that is the Torah is telling you, Kigedim Ayisem Beretz Mitzrayim, which is also your mum, that you were also strangers, and you also didn't belong, and okay, we'll go weiter. Pasuk Lamed Hei. Loi sasu ovel bamishpot. Don't do injustice when you are doing the mishpot. Now, this is not talking, as Rashi is saying, bamishpot, by judgment, when a person is coming before a judge, because that's already said in before in Pasuk Tezvav, the exact same lashon over there, it says loi sasu ovel bamishpot. But Rashi says this mishpat, this judgment, is actually what the pasuk is going to continue saying, that these weights, the measurements that a person measures, they are a form of mishpat. They're also like a form of judgment, because the person is able to rule and the amounts based on his measurements, and that's a form of justice, a form of a judging, and that's why it's called Lisaso Avel Bamishpot. You cannot do any injustice while you are measuring, and that would be in the measurements. That would be in the three types of measurement: Bamido, Bamishkol, Uva Mesura. So Bamido, as Rashi will explain, that's the measurement of area, trying to measure distances. Mishkol, that's measurements of weights, and Misura, those are measurements of liquids. When you measure land, it has to be an accurate measurement, and people used to measure with string. If you have the string during the winter when it moists, it stretches longer than in the summer when it's dry. So if you use that same rope to divide, and you use for one person in the winter and the other one in the summer, it's not an equal measure that you're giving each one, because it changes the midah. That means when you do mishpat, it should be right. Same thing is by mishkol. Make sure that the weights that you're presenting, whatever the weight is, it is the correct weight, and also the measurement of the liquids, that they are all the correct things what they're representing. So Rashi says, "Lisoso avil b'mishpat, not to do injustice, not to pervert the justice." Rashi im ledin, if we're talking about the regular judgment over here, a court case, harikvar nemar, but already it's written in Pasuk Tezvav before that, "Lisoso avil b'mishpat." So it's exactly the same lashon. So then that couldn't mean over here also in judgment, not to pervert the judgment, do injustice. So what is the meaning of the judgment which we learn over here in this pasuk? Zokt Rashi, Hu hamido v'mishkol v'mishur. The judgment here is actually referring to the following statements in the pasuk, that the mishpat is the mido mishkol v'mishur. It's not v'mishpat and v'mido v'mishkol v'mishur, but this is the mishpat. Because Hu hamido v'mishkol v'mishur, Surah, these three items, they are the mishpat. Why are they called mishpat? They're called because this, from here we learn, melamed shamoided nikra dayin, that the one who does the measuring, so when we're talking about here, we're talking about somebody's measuring something out, that measure, point of measure, is sort of a judge. And the reason he's called a judge, is because he's actually judging and he's doing, deciding by his judgment, by his measurements. But Rashi says that he's called a dayin. The reason he's called a dayin, to tell us that he has the same responsibility and gets the same punishment if he doesn't faithfully stick to it and he lies. Sheim shiker. Bimida, for if he lies in the measurement, Harihuki Makalkalas Hadin, then he's same as one who ruins or does injustice, who ruins the judgment like a regular judge. He's the same thing. And that's why the Torah over here calls it by Mishpat and also gives him the same Ovel, the same prohibition, same seriousness as one who perverts judgment, regular court case like a judge. It says Lisasu Ovel Bamishpat. Pasuk refers to, and here Rashi mentions what he had said earlier, that the Pasuk of Ovel, the meaning of the word Ovel, represents a very a serious offense, because the word ovel carries with it other aspects of that the Torah would refers to as bad, and that's how serious the person who represents by the measurements, like as if he perverted the justice, as if he's a dayan who's lying. And the kori avil, we call him avil, sonui mishukat chedim v'teiva. Just like we said the word avil before, Rashi elaborated earlier in the pasuk of Lesaso b'mishpat, the pasuk tezvav, how the one who is avil has all three things. He's all five things. He's called hated, and he's called abominable, and he's a chedim, and he's disgusting, and taiva. There's five different names. Rashi learns out of there. Rashi brings down psukim, the word taiva, etc. How, since avil is taiva, and taiva is there, and also we asked over there the order of these names where Rashi says them, because everything seems to be associated from the Rashi there to the word toyeva, because the word toyeva, avil, is called toyeva, and then toyeva is son mishukas and chedim, as Rashi brings down over there. And also the Rashi doesn't bring up rai for sonu over there, as we discussed earlier. But then there's also another piece that Rashi adds here that he didn't mention before, and a little surprising why it wasn't mentioned before. But Rashi says, "V'goyim l'chamisha dvarim ha'amurim b'dayin." Also, he causes all this is the severity for the person who doesn't give the measurement in the correct way. Causes the five items that we said with regards to a dayin. There's some terrible things that a dayin causes, which correspond, it seems, to the five things that he's called, even though it doesn't say so beferish. In the Rashi, Rashi just mentioned this, we have five names for him of Avel, Soni, Meshukat, Tzcharim, Teiva, but this causes five things that we say with regards to a dayan. Now, where do these things say? I mean, we said this in the Sifra, we learn it out, but Rashi doesn't go into bringing any psukim. But what does he cause a judge? And the same thing happens by the one who is Bamida. Metames, or he defiles the land. Umechalalas Hashem, he desecrates the name of Hashem. Umesalikas Hashechina, and he causes the Shechina to go away, to remove the Shechina. Umapilas Yisrael Becherev, he causes the Jewish people to fall by the sword. Umegaloisum Artsum, and he causes them to be exiled from their land. This is from the Sifra. Now these are all things by a dayan, and the Torah calls all this the Ovel by Mishpat to tell you that the one who does it by the measures is also causes the same what a dayan causes who doesn't do it in the right way. But again, Rashi doesn't say where we know all these things, and why doesn't Rashi bring down before, and why is it so important over here? So we gotta leave this for further discussion. Bamido, the pasuk says three different types of measuring. So bamido, zumida sa'aretz, that's measuring the ground. You know, you say mil, parsa, different measurements. People divide areas, so that you need that's the measure of the mido. Bamishkol, that's weight. Kimashmoy has the meaning of how much you weigh. You have to write measurements. Ubamisura, masura he made a salach. That's measuring liquids. And the Gemara b'metzia is a machalav baseball. Pasuk lamed vav. So the pasuk continues with the different kinds of measurement. We had the measurement of the land. They had the measurement of weight and the measurement of the liquid b'mesura. Then now with the pasuk says, Lamad Vav, Moiznei Tzedek. Those are scales, honest scale, righteous scales, meaning that they should be, the scale itself should be, that you weigh one side against the other one, should be a right scale, an honest scale, and Avnei Tzedek, and the right, truthful stones, those are the stones that you weigh on the other side of the scale to get the right measurement. Those stones need to be the right scales. And the pasuk goes now and talks about another type. So these are other measuring, means of measuring. Another measuring is ephas tzedek. That is a measure that you would measure dry stuff. So you can sometimes weigh it by mishkol. And sometimes you can weigh it by the area. It fills up the entire Eifa, like we learned, Asiris Eifa, Soilus, Oimer. Those are measuring utensils, which when you fill them up, that tells you how much of the item is in there. On the other hand, if you have things that don't fill the whole area, like apples, then they go by weight, because they don't go by volume, but rather they go by how much they weigh. So the Eifes Tzedek is, they go by the amount, by the volume, how much there is. And I don't know, the Torah, I mentioned again, the Hin Tzedek. Hin, that's a very particular measurement for a liquid. Now, Eifa, an Eifa is also a very particular, it's an example of a Midas Yovish, in which you measure the volume of something and say that this is how much area it takes up. It's a, but it seems like that when we're trying to measure the volume, in that there is really no difference between dry and liquid, because if you have a cup, you can have a cup of flour and you can have a cup of water. And it seems like in the Prosik Lamed Hey, there were different kinds of measurement. There was Bamido, and there was Bamishkol, was the weight, but weight is Kimashmoy, but most of the items usually that are measured by weight is dry things, not liquids, and there Bamisura, therefore, was the fill of the liquid. That's the called Mesura. So the Mesura as opposed to Mishkol, so Mishkol was for the dry, and Vamesura was for the liquid. But the Torah, a lot of dry stuff, as we learned, you don't weigh by pound, but you weigh by weight, but you weigh by, you measure by volume, like the Omer and the Eifa and all the different things that we learned before. So that's why the Torah adds, even by the dry stuff, Eifa Tzedek, and it seems maybe that's why the Torah adds already Hin Tzedek too, because the Eifa and the Hin are two examples, it's basically the same idea. You're measuring how much the volume is, but for dry, you go by the Eifa. That's a measure that's used for dry, and the Hin is used for liquid. It's just a different measure in the amount. You can use, technically, one can say I is using an Eifa of oil. That would fill up the Eifa of oil, but we don't measure Eifas of oil, we measure Hins of oil. That's liquids is measured by that, but the form of measure is exactly the same. It's a keli, it's a vessel that fills it up to whatever the amount is, and that's what it becomes, that amount. And because before by the Mishkol, it was one form of dry, and the Torah wants to give another form in the dry, so it already says Eifa Tzedek v'Hin Tzedek. It's also, I think, the Dig Losh Rashi, Zuhi Midas Halach. We'll see in the Rashi. Yeh Lochem should be to you. Now, with this, we're going to finish already the, what we started in the beginning of Kedoshim, and Hashem says Adas, you should gather Bahakil, all the Yidden, to tell them the main halachas. So we're finishing it up. So it looks like in the Pasuk over here, in the first Pshat of Rashi, that we're summing up and we're saying again, Ani Hashem Elikeichem, I am God, your God, as we had many times, Asher Etzisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. In this first comment, Rashi is going to learn, I am God, your God, who's taken out of Egypt, so that you have to do conditional on this, that you're going to do the mitzvahs. It's not connected specifically to this particular mitzvah of having the scales and all the weights properly, but rather it's a general idea, Amanas Kain, for this purpose I have taken you out. Then we'll see there's a second pshat in Rashi in which Rashi says that it's connected specifically to the measures. That's part of the end, that's part of the continuation of the special being careful with the measures. Let's do the Rashi inside. Avnei tzedek, what is the righteous or truthful stones? That is heima mishkoilus sheshoiklim kinegdom. Those are the weights that you weigh opposite them. So if you want to know how much something weighs, they are used as the other side of the scale. So that's another form of weighing that must be correct. It seems like the actual scale itself could be tilted wrong. And then second of all, once the scale is right, also the stones that you weigh against them have to be right. And then we have Aphas Akrashi Mida Sayovish, that's the measure of the dry, and Hin Zuhi Mida Salach, this is the liquid measure. Now here Rashi adds the word Zuhi in both before by Mimsura Rashi says Hi Mida Salach, Aphas Rashi says Hi Mida Sayovish. Earlier by Bimido, Rashi says Zu Midas Oretz. Here Rashi has also the word Zu Hi Midas Alach. Not so sure exactly, but maybe it seems like Zu Hi Midas Alach of the Eifa. Rashi is trying to say that this is not two separate things. The Eifa is the Midas Yovish, and this is the Midas Alach of that Midas Yovish. Not sure, but I think that the Pasuk is bringing down the only reason the Pasuk in Tzedek is just to bring two examples, and even though we said before b'mesura, that basically covered the measurement of a volume, but as opposed to the mishkal, which was basically a dry, and since there's other ways to do dry, Rashi brings down also the eifas tzedek, and then he brings the hin tzedek. So we need to look then further. Asher yitzesi eschem, so Rashi. So I think that according to this pshat, Rashi, this is the condition. So basically, Rashi is saying, and then the pasuk later on will consider lamed zayin that you got to keep all these statues and the mishpatim that I told you. And then Rashi brings down a davar achar, another pirush, another interpretation, that this ani Hashem alikeichem is connected specifically to the previous a mitzvah and the prohibition against not to do injustice and to have the right scale, the right weights. So he says, "Ani ivchanti b'mitzrayim, I was able to distinguish in Egypt bein tipo shel bechoir, between the drop that creates the child. I can tell which tipa was a firstborn, was a bechoir." To a tipa that was not a bechor, which means when Hashem killed the firstborn, Hashem was able to distinguish, and meaning that he knew precisely who the ones can tell who's the one is a bechor or not, which is something which is very on a tipa to be able to tell you exactly, and to punish that particular one. So Hashem said, if I can make that distinction, is vani hanemon, so I can also be trustworthy lipora, to exact payment, meaning to punish, mimi shetoymen mishkiloisov bimelach, one who hides his weights in salt. Now, what happens is, he hides them in salt, lahoynes esabris, he's doing that to cheat the people, because when you put weights in this in the salt, putting it in salt causes the weight to lose its heaviness. So actually, the way he would be cheating. This guy isn't selling. This guy is actually buying from the maybe from the wholesaler to sell it to others. But when he's buying it from the other people, he will be getting, the other person thinks that once he gave him a pound, what he gave him was a pound, That was when the weight was exactly, he thought he's giving him a pound, but he ends up giving him more than a pound, because since he took that weight that was supposed to be the pound weight, was put into salt and it's weighing less, it doesn't really weigh a pound, so he's giving him more at that point. No, just the opposite. We're talking when he's selling and not buying, because when he's selling it, the person thinks that he's getting a pound, but he's actually getting less than a pound, because this thing isn't really weighing a pound, because it's in salt, it weighs less. So he's cheating the people that are buying from him by putting on the scale the stone which says a pound, and the person thinks he's getting a pound, but it really is not weighing a pound, it weighs less than a pound. The person gets less than a pound, and he's paying for a pound, so that means that he's cheating him. But he thinks that he's cheating them, Shein Makirim Bahem, because the people can't tell, because it looks, the size of it, it looks the same as a pound. But what he did, an act, would be something to deceive everybody. So Hashem is saying that you can't deceive him. If Hashem can recognize between different drops of who's a Bechor or not, then Hashem should be able to recognize this too. Rashi already said in Chumash that all the Bechoyres died. It wasn't just if there were 10 Bechoyres, each one for the mother or the fathers, either way. So it was necessary to determine who was a Bechoyre, who was the firstborn in all cases. So Pasuk Lamed Zayin, so the Pasuk finishes up the Parsha that he started off in the beginning of Kedoshim, Ushmartem es Kol Chukoysai, that you should keep all my statutes, as called Mishpotai, and all the rational laws. And before we had Pasukutes, before we learned laws of Shatnes, of Kilayim over there, the Pasuk says that these are specifically, those were Chukim, and Rashi commented over there, those are things that don't have a reason or rationale. The Pasuk seems to sum it all up by saying, Kol Chukoysai, all of my statutes, that's called Mishpata, in all the rational laws, Vasisam Oisam, and you shall do them. Ani Hashem, I am God. Again, finishes with the words Ani Hashem. Rashi has explained throughout the Psukim before and in last week's Parsha the different meanings of Ani Hashem.